Hey, everybody. I ran into Joe Rogan this last weekend. What do ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and monoclonal therapy all have in common? Well, that and so much more here on The Charlie Kirk Show. I want to thank those of you that support our program at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Diana for supporting us from California. Thank you. Carol for supporting us from Tennessee. Thank you. Glenda for supporting us from Yorba Linda. At charliekirk.com/support. You make all of this possible, so thank you. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war at tpusa.com. Lots to get to. Important episode. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. What a great weekend this last weekend was. Well, not for the country, but for college football. Many of you know that I am a massive college football fan, and on Saturday, the miraculous happened. The Ducks of Oregon beat Ohio State in Columbus. We're big Ducks fans in our family. My father and my uncle both went to the University of Oregon. I've seen almost every single game since 2000, and to beat Ohio State in Columbus, magical. Big, big weekend, and to see, I think, 104,000 people without masks on, was pretty remarkable. And I got to tell you, I learned something this last weekend. Afterwards in the evening, just for fun, we went to the USC-Stanford game and at the Coliseum. And every, I'd say, 5 minutes, there was an announcement at the game. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a reminder to please keep your mask on at all times. And every time that went, black, Hispanic, white people would go up and start flicking off the teleprompter saying, screw you, we're not doing that. I think that there were more people that are masked in just like a random grocery store than there was at the football game. Despite the mandate where they say you have to have a mask, you have a mask, there was no enforcement. Now, why was there no enforcement? You might say, well, Charlie, there was no will to enforce it. Well, that's partially right, but it's also they were outnumbered. In Los Angeles, by the way. In Los Angeles, they were outnumbered and people said, we don't want to wear a mask. And you could sit the entire game and they keep on doing these announcements. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your reminder to keep your mask on, to keep you and others safe. And people would say, screw you, we're done. And one guy just kept on getting up. He had a lot of beer. Arrest Fauci. It's interesting to see. And on Saturday, in between the Ducks of Oregon beating Ohio State University and watching this kind of incredible display of defiance from the people of Los Angeles, I went to go shoot some guns at Terran Tactical right near the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. And I ran into Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, who, of course, broke the matrix about a week and a half ago, where he came down with COVID, came down with the Fauci coronavirus, and immediately did a full court press. He flooded the zone. He threw the kitchen sink at it. And he gave a whole list of things that he took. Azithromycin, zinc, vitamin D. And then there was something that he mentioned that really bothered people. He said that he took ivermectin. Now, as soon as he said he took ivermectin, they invaded, they being the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the media industrial complex, from every direction you can imagine. Let's just refresh your memory here. Cut 17, Joe Rogan's talking about ivermectin, cut 17, and he says, do I have to sue CNN now? Cut 17.
Well, well, well. Old horseworm Rogan. I'm glad you're well, man.
Bro, do I have to sue CNN?
I don't know. Do you?
They're making shit up. They keep saying I'm taking horse dewormer. I literally got it from a doctor. It's an American company.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use in human beings.
Yeah.
And CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer.
Yeah. They must know that's
a lie.
So as soon as I go up to Joe Rogan, I say, so how's ivermectin treating you? And he laughed. And so, yes, I have ivermectin right here. Ivermectin, American company, manufactured in New Jersey. This is given by a doctor, not some sort of horse breeder. This is for human beings. And it's cheap. I also have hydroxychloroquine here, too. Abundant, cheap, millions of pills given by a doctor. They can work prophylactically, which means they could be preventative. They're very cheap. They're very widespread. I'm not going to say whether or not they work or not. You guys can make up that on your own mind because the stream will be taken down. So I hope all of you listening on radio and podcast right now recognize that if I were to say that this ivermectin has any sort of efficacy, immediately our stream would be taken down by Google, instantaneously. And despite all of this, and despite the fact that new evidence is emerging that people who are vaccinated, especially younger people who are vaccinated, are having a much more difficult time with dealing with the Chinese coronavirus and navigating this, Joe Biden and his entire regime have doubled and tripled down, saying that they are going to now go after private businesses that do not comply. But this does open up a question of, do they want the pandemic to be over? What if I told you there was another treatment in addition to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that is being suppressed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex? Well, that is monoclonal therapy. Very effective. In fact, Governor DeSantis has set up monoclonal therapy treatment centers all across the state of Florida. And you read this story by Daniel Horowitz on the Blaze, and he says this, quote, "To begin with, the vaccine never stopped transmission. Indeed, the virus is spreading more than ever in highly vaccinated areas. However, we were promised it would protect from a serious illness. Well, a friend of my wife in Houston, a cancer survivor, was mugged by reality last week when she came down with the virus after receiving the Pfizer shots in March. She was getting sicker, and thankfully I got her connected with one of the few competent doctors who treats the virus outpatient. She got the monoclonal antibodies, which she never heard of until I told her about the treatment. She was able to avoid the hospital, but thousands of vaccinated, unvaccinated, who do not have access to amazing doctors I've come to know, aren't so lucky." This is so true. I know people in my own circle, and I connect them with doctors who will happily give you these options if they're right for you. And I talk to these people and say, mono what? I've never heard of that before. Well, monoclonal treatment, it clones unique white blood cells that allows your body to naturally fight the virus that is attacking your body. Now, monoclonal can hurt you, actually, if it's done past 10 or 11 days. The science of the biology of it is above me, but essentially it could end up hurting the way your body actually goes after the virus. For whatever reason, I'm not exactly sure. We can have Dr. Keith Rose come on here and explain that. Why is it that not every American knows about monoclonal? Why is it that every American doesn't know about this? Daniel Horowitz continues by saying, "The critical point here is that every day this goes on, more of the earlier vaccinated people experience a complete waning of the injection-induced antibodies. A volunteer ambulance service in the Northwest Baltimore area said that, quote, the number of requests for monoclonal antibodies has skyrocketed. And, quote, get this, the majority of patients who have come for monoclonal antibody infusions have been fully vaccinated." Do you see that? Fully vaccinated, coming for monoclonal. Yet there is a massive censorship campaign after monoclonal, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Why is that? Well, maybe because there's a multi-billion dollar personal enrichment profit motive for the companies that are now heavily involved in this. And this is the worst combination. This is the most dangerous combination of private business merging with big government for their own gain against you. against the citizen, treating you like a subject, treating you like a serf. And the question is then, why is it that not just the pharmaceutical industry, but Republican governors like Governor Hogan, he's now he's pushing booster shots for elderly and immunocompromised. Jim Justice, who's a walking comorbidity, spent the last few months shaming people for not getting vaccinated. But he said vaccinated hospitalizations are increasing much quicker over the past 8 weeks. You know what's actually going to happen? We're finally going to have to talk about therapeutics. What we should have been doing all along. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody, okay? That's literally $2 a month. And that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com, and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? Secondvote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. All of us have some things that we need to admit that we could do better in the health domain. I'll start with me. I don't get enough sleep. Not getting enough sleep is bad for your health. It's bad for your body. It's bad for everything. I need to get more sleep. Now, what I'm about to do is I'm about to violate a thought crime. Okay, incoming. I don't mean to offend anyone that's listening to this, but this is a very serious topic. And it's a serious topic that no one wants to talk about because we live under the regime of political correctness. So I have to do all of this sort of kind of preface work because I don't want to offend anybody. Because if you fall into this category, I hope you get help. Now, there is some people that struggle with this medically, and so my heart goes out to you. But we are a fat nation. We are an overweight and obese country. One of the main reasons why we are seeing the dramatic escalation in certain areas struggling with the Chinese coronavirus, in addition to monoclonal being suppressed, and in addition to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, is how overweight our country is. And again, I say this as someone who has my own health problems. I don't get enough sleep. If someone is overweight, you should just admit, look, I have a health problem. Don't try to own it. Don't be like, oh, yeah, I'm fat and proud. Like, that's actually really creepy, and it's not the way it should be. It's not good for you. It's not good for your joints. It's not good for you could get diabetes. And so what we have here, amazingly, is two governors that I think are the – no, actually, that's not true. J.B. Pritzker is actually fatter than these two governors. So Jim Justice, I don't know. Who is bigger, Jim Justice or J.B. Pritzker? That's tough. Ty, again, I'm not fat shaming, okay? But at some point, when you get to that level, it's just a lack of will. Do you know what I would love to eat? I would love to just eat anything I want to eat, okay? But it takes discipline. It takes order. It takes self-control. You think J.B. Pritzker hasn't beat? Let's get Pritzker and Jim Just. And Larry Hogan, he's a big boy too. He's big. Mark Milley, this idea of our leaders being fat is a new phenomenon. Well, that's not totally true. We had William Howard Taft, and Teddy Roosevelt was a little pudgy, but he was a man's man, though. Teddy Roosevelt was a man's man. Jim Justice is not going into the Amazon of the jungles of Cuba as the Rough Riders, a totally independent brigade. Was McKinley a little overweight-ish? Wasn't McKinley shot, and then Teddy Roosevelt took over because he was vice president, former New York governor of New York? Now, look, this is one thing that a lot of conservatives don't like talking about. For whatever reason, I don't know. But better nutrition is early treatment. If you're worried about getting the Chinese coronavirus, go lose some weight. And some people say, well, Charlie, it's not that easy. Okay, well, a lot of things aren't easy. I agree. I have my own health problems. It's not easy for me to say, you know what? I need to go get 10 hours of sleep tonight. Got a lot of stuff to do. It's not going to happen. Also, there's other health problems that people can possibly have. This Chinese coronavirus pandemic, which is a legitimate thing, is largely tied to how overweight America is and how awful we eat. That's early treatment. So anyway, the two obese governors, Governor Hogan pushing booster shots for the elderly and immunocompromised, and West Virginia's liberal Republican Governor Jim Justice, who spent the past few months shaming people for not getting vaccinated, have now conceded that vaccinated hospitalizations are increasing much quicker over the past 8 weeks. So isn't it interesting that the two governors, that they themselves embody the comorbidity better than anyone else in the Republican side, they're the ones that all of a sudden have their entire vaccine regime blown up in front of them. The way we eat in our country is garbage. We need to emphasize the true cause of why a lot of people struggle with this. And meanwhile, Ron DeSantis is out front on monoclonal early treatment drive-up centers. Let's play Cut 20.
That's a good question. The question is there been resistance from the medical establishment for this kind of treatment? I can tell you that the data on this is very good. Even Dr. Fauci acknowledged that this is something that's very effective. At the end of the day, put out all the information, put out all the data on the vaccines, put out all the data on the monoclonals, and then let people, you know, make decisions.
The audio was not great there. I think he was just at some press conference. But he has a sign that says it perfectly. Early treatment saves lives. You know the best early treatment you could have right now? Stop drinking alcohol. Get your life together. Get some more rest. Hey, by the way, that's advice for me. I'll admit, I don't get the amount of sleep I need to get. We all have issues with health issues. But if we're honest about what's driving this, it's because we are a fat country. If you had to create a highlight reel of your life, what heartwarming memories would you include in it? Are there family milestones that might be the focal points? Well, Legacy Box is your chance to have aging tapes, films, and photos digitally preserved so the essential people and moments from your family's history can be revisited and shared for generations. This week, Legacy Box is offering 50% off at legacybox.com/Kirk so that you could turn a lifetime of memories into a highlight reel. Your family history deserves to be highlighted and shared. At Legacy Box, you can give the moments that have shaped your family the power to last generations. We have used Legacy Box, and I encourage you guys to use it as well. We love it. At legacybox.com/Kirk for 50% off. So visit legacybox.com/Kirk to take advantage of this limited time offer for 50% off and honor the moments that have shaped your family. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today and then use their kit whenever you're ready. That's legacybox.com/Kirk to save 50% off. legacybox.com/Kirk. We've talked in great detail about how leaders being able to carve out exemptions for themselves and their friends and their cronies is a early indicator of a republic or of a functioning civilization going into bedlam and chaos. Who's exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate? Members of Congress and their staff are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate, Newsweek.com. Biden issued two executive orders. However, Biden's order on federal workers applies to the employees of the executive branch, The House of Representatives and the Senate belong to separate legislative branch and the courts, judicial branch of the federal government. The plan says, quote, building on the president's announcement in July to strengthen safety requirements for unvaccinated federal workers, the president has signed an executive order to take those actions a step further and require all federal executive branch workers to be vaccinated. Now, when you look into some of the commentary regarding this vaccine mandate, it's stunning to see how the propagandists in the media, they're not just at war with the unvaccinated, which, by the way, every person starts out unvaccinated. You mean like a normal, breathing, healthy, functioning individual? It's the new social caste system. You have a star on yourself. You are the unvaccinated. Get over here. You're not allowed in our restaurants. You are the unwashed, which many of, most of whom, by the way, are black people. So here you see again the racism of white liberals in the ruling class that want nothing to do with black people and Hispanic people. But this one clip from Cheryl Gay Stolberg, where she says, look, getting vaccinated, it's not a personal choice. It's something that we do for the community. Your personal choice ends where my right to not get killed by infectious disease begins. Okay, well, Cheryl Gay Stolberg, under that belief, by the way, they're going to use the same sort of narrative to confiscate guns very soon, just so we're clear, public health. There's no guarantee for you, Cheryl Gay Stolberg, when you get in the car, you might not become one of 35,000 automobile fatalities every single year. No guarantee. Part of life and part of living in a free society means that things might happen to you that you might not expect. That's what a mature society does. Instead, the New York Times health reporter says that there's no personal choice here. I'm going to tell you what to do because of me. Do you notice that the argument here has now flipped? Originally, the moral argument that was being made was go get vaccinated for the people around you, to save your grandmother, to save your grandfather, to go save other people. Or at the very least, get vaccinated because you'll be protected. However, now the argument is changing. Now it's you have to get vaccinated to protect me. It's like, wait, what? I thought you were getting vaccinated to protect me. I thought the fact you were getting vaccinated was to protect the grandparents, not that the grandparents have to get vaccinated to go protect you. And you've seen this new narrative, which is we now need to protect the unvaccinated. That's what Kamala Harris, Cammy, tweeted over the weekend. But let's listen to New York Times health reporter, Cut 5.
In an infectious disease outbreak, getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community. Your personal choice ends where my right not to get killed by an infectious disease begins. So we have these collective actions for the good of the community, not the individual.
Not the individual, it's about the community. It's about the village. It's about the commune. It's not about your individual rights. It's not about what God granted you naturally. It's about the body politic. It's about your tribe. You see, under the excuse of public health, we are now getting back into tribal politics. It's the same thing that critical race theory is doing. It's the politics of the commune, not the politics of you as a human being. You have no rights. The only right that you have is the right that you are – well, unless, of course, this is what's hilarious about this, is that if Cheryl Gay Stolberg from the New York Times – do you notice they never use this argument for AIDS ever? Do you notice they never said this with AIDS? Because no one ever wants to touch the third rail of politics around AIDS, which is very obvious. There's a very easy way to stop AIDS. You don't have to think too hard about it. But instead, they say now you must go get an experimental vaccine because it's not your personal choice. You must protect me. And you're seeing this now change in a couple different ways. Number one, did you know over the weekend, the CDC has changed the definition of a vaccine? A vaccine... and this is so Orwellian. Again, we are experts. I don't use that word. I hate that word expert. We are fluent in Orwell's 1984. We read it regularly. We study it. There's so much going on in that book that is prophetic and profound. I can unpack it with anyone that anyone wants to go through it. And it's even deeper than just the surveillance state, okay? Because people think of Orwell, surveillance and spying. That's 1% of what that book has to offer. The actual, I think, the greatest lesson from Orwell is how Orwell pinpointed how diction, which means word selection, is tied to freedom. About how precise of what words you use to describe certain things, how important that is to be able to operate as a free society, that you cannot be free if all of a sudden a word can change in definition from one day to the other. It's not freedom. It's total chaos. It's confusion. Orwell saw this coming. He realized that a war on humanity will be a war on word selection. That a war on humanity will be a word, war on what can you use to describe certain terms. It will be a crusade on terminology. So anyway, the CDC has changed this. Yeah, great example Andrew put in our chat, from pregnant mothers to birthing people. It's no longer called breastfeeding. It's now called chest feeding, because men can become pregnant. That's what your government is saying. Okay. The CDC has changed the definition of a vaccine. This is the Miami Herald. Quote, it went from a, quote, product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease. But now the CDC has changed what a vaccine is altogether. Quote, a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. You see what they did there? Now, did vaccines change or did the terminology change? It changed because this current vaccine that they're being put forward under the prior definition was not a vaccine. You know, someone asked me, they said, Charlie, are you vaccinated? Well, do you mean did I get the polio vaccine? Yes, I did growing up. I got the polio vaccine. That vaccine inoculates you from getting polio. It does. Does this vaccine prevent you from getting the Chinese coronavirus? We knew that wasn't the case from the beginning. And they're going to say variants and schmariants and all this sort of stuff. Remember when nine New York Yankees fans Yankees players tested positive with the original strain of the Chinese coronavirus back in April? It didn't even inoculate from that. They have changed the definition for a reason, because they are trying to now actually make an argument. It's now coming full circle. It's now coming back to what we on this program have been saying since the beginning. Treatments. This whole thing, this whole pandemic, biological warfare from China, the Fauci coronavirus, gain of function, the whole thing, it should have always been about treatments, not mass inoculation. It should have been about things that you should know about, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, monoclonal, not being fat, vitamin D, zinc, controlling your alcohol consumption. Now, what is the proof? Sweden is not now allowing people from Israel into their country. Did you know also that the CDC does not count a death as fully vaccinated if you took the vaccine within 14 days? They have the CDC clock. And we have some new sound here of how the medical industrial complex has been so deliberately misleading us. Dr. Mary Rudick tells Director of Marketing Carol Fisher at another hospital, a hospital employee, that she wants the hospitals to become, quote, more scary to the public. This is a hospital administrator saying she wants you to think that more people are dying than are actually dying. Caught on a hot mic, cut 13.
I guess my feeling at this point in time is maybe we need to be completely a little bit more scary for the public.
Kellen, we can talk offline and how we run that up to marketing. And
all right. So I'm just going to say, Carolyn, I think we have to be more blunt. We have to be more forceful. We have to say something coming out. You know, you don't get vaccinated, you know, you're going to die. I mean, let's just be really blunt to these people.
Now, is that a doctor or a college professor? I can't tell. It looks almost exactly the same. They said, I know it was hard to hear, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. And by the way, you know what they call us? They call us these people. You know, the unwashed, the unclean, the ghetto people. The ones that live on the fringes. The 80 million vaccinated, they're the unclean. We don't want anything to do with those people. Well, interestingly, though, they need us. You might say, well, Charlie, what do you mean they need us? Well, thehill.com shows exactly why Biden did his executive order. And I think we are the only program, what do you think, Connor, that actually made the argument that Joe Biden was doing the bidding of the big corporations because he knew he was going to have a labor revolt on their hands for Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and Google and Coca-Cola and Delta and all these feckless, gutless companies that need workers. 70% of unvaccinated Americans would quit their job if vaccines are mandated. Now, I hate to give any sort of hat tip to Willard Mitt Romney, but Willard Mitt Romney back in 2012 was right about something. It's Republicans that largely drive this economy. Yeah, there's the Democrat tycoons at the top that pull strings, but the working people, if all of a sudden they quit their job, the biggest companies, they would have a labor shortage that they would not be able to fill. And that's why Biden intervened. He was bailing out big business with government mandates, with an excuse so these companies could say, see, the federal government's requiring it. Now you have to do it. Have you heard of shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time everywhere. But the government still insists that inflation is under control. Shrinkflation is just inflation's evil cousin. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. With a precious metal IRA under your belt, you'll hedge these rising prices and plan to retire without worrying about it. So keep up with the inflation that folks in Washington are trying to hide. And to thank you, Noble Gold is giving you a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. noblegoldinvestments.com. Joe Biden was trying to be preemptive and strike on behalf of big business. According to thehill.com, we mentioned this last week, but this is so important. 70% of unvaccinated workers would quit. We have thousands of applications coming in here at Turning Point USA of people that want to work for us. They say, Charlie, I don't want to have to get vaccinated. In fact, I went on Fox News very early this morning, and I'm going to play this tape for two reasons. Number one, what I said is true, and it kind of correlates to our whole topic. Number two, this was at like 3:15 in the morning, and I'm just generally very proud of myself for making a coherent sentence. So I want to enjoy that. Play tape.
Some of our employees have made the decision to get vaccinated, but guess what? I don't ask, and I don't care. It's none of my business. That's their own personal medical decision to do it. And as an employer, I will fight for the freedom of my employees to be able to make the decisions that they need to make, regardless of what my own opinions are. And more importantly, the federal government has no business whatsoever to tell us what we can do with the liberty to employ our own employees. So yes, we will go to federal court if necessary, but we're waiting to see OSHA's next move.
And so I think there was an important one-liner there that we haven't built out. I am fighting for my employees' freedom. That's the opposite of what they tell you employers do, isn't it? Usually they say that employers are always trying to control their employees. But in a weird turn of events, it's now going to have to be employers that stand up for people's natural rights, not the government standing up for people's natural rights. Go figure. It's that the people that work for us at Turning Point USA, they can make whatever medical decisions they want. It doesn't matter what my opinions are. I don't control their body. They're an employer. They're an employee here for our company. They could do whatever they want to do. And so what are the ramifications of this? Well, news report, cut 12, hospitals have now had to stop delivering babies as maternity workers resign over the mandate. They did this. The Biden regime, Bill de Blasio. I hope the money is worth it. Play cut 12.
Lowville's hospital will hold off on delivering babies starting later this month.
We are unable to safely staff the service after September 24th.
Lewis County Health System CEO Jerry Kayer is talking about the maternity unit. The hospital pausing delivering babies due to an increase in resignations, six of them within the unit, since the state mandated all hospital workers must get at least one dose of the COVID vaccine by September 27th.
So it basically made this whole hospital unable to do what they're supposed to do to deliver babies. It's only going to get worse. We are now, it's really interesting. It's playing into a trend that's already been created. There was already red and blue economies. There was already open and closed economies. There will now be vaccinated and unvaccinated economies. And the fear that they always had is that the unvaccinated economy would be way more efficient and entrepreneurial and harder working. So they're trying to force people to do something they don't want to do. And despite all the propaganda, how many people are still unvaccinated? 75 million. Is that right? About 70, 80? It's holding at 80. I'm sure that number is going to go down. I think it'll go right around 50 and hold at 50. This story, it's not even a, this chapter in American history will be defined as the strong trying to crush the weak for their own personal benefit. Empower yourself. Empower yourself with the information necessary to know what's really going on here, to know about these treatments like monoclonal, to know about how hospitals are saying we need to make it more scary to the public to try to get to you. Empower yourself about, know the story of Israel versus Sweden. Know about ivermectin and Joe Rogan, hydroxychloroquine. Expand your horizons. And so many members of the conservative establishment media, silent. Because this is a tough fight. We've been through a lot of tough fights here on this program. We've stared Antifa eye to eye. They've chased us down in the streets. We went through St. George Floydapalooza last summer. But you want to talk about an issue where the silence is deafening for most conservatives? It's standing up for your medical rights. It's standing up for your ability to make choices absent the Leviathan inserting itself. It's going to take all of you to hold the line and contest for freedom and for liberty for all people. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to email us your thoughts, you could do so at freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.